Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here's your host, Zach Small, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Small. Today, I come to you with a weight on my soul. Normally, I'm energized and fired up talking about family, talking about marriage, talking about being a better individual, how to live out an authentic life, all these things of positivity and growing and hope. Today, I want to talk about the fact that 22 U.S. men and women service members are taking their lives every single day. You see a lot of messages out there saying, salute the troops, and that's great, but how many are actually supporting the troops? You see, these men and women, they're coming home from war with something going on in their head. That black abyss, and it starts to grow like a cancer. It grows and it grows and it grows until the service member, the veteran, can no longer stand it. And they think that going away and getting away from the pain is better than having to go another day with living it and facing it. That eternal, infinite abyss is so dark that they'd rather end their life than continue on. That's pain. And those are the men and women who need our support more than ever. So I ask you, are you taking adhesives and putting them back in your automobile? Salute the troops. Are you going to pick up the phone and message a friend or family member who served in the military? Send that text. Make a phone call. Hey, are you good? How are you doing? I noticed you've been a little quiet recently. I noticed, you know, you've been a little off on social media. I just wanted to say hello. It doesn't matter what you say, but following through with action. Hey, I'm here if you ever want to talk. And when they say, no, I'm good, be like, no, seriously, I am here if you ever need to talk. There's nothing that's off limits. There's no taboo subject. And then you need to be ready when this veteran comes at you with some very aggressive and violent trauma in their head that they're putting out there. I'm thinking about suck starting a Glock. I keep daydreaming of taking my belt or a noose and just ending it. Shutting down the air, putting a silence to the pain, quieting everything. They might come to you with something so painful, you're like, whoa, well, I hope you feel better. All right, talk to you later. There's a difference between saying you salute the troops and you stand by the troops and actually being there with them in the darkness. You see, the veteran community is getting so much more support and recognition than ever before. There's so many programs out there saying, hey, we got your back. But the problem is, it's a lot of flash and dance. There's not as much follow through, especially within the local community. Everybody will say somebody else has it. Oh, his wife, he's going to talk to her. Oh, he'll talk to his brother. It doesn't matter. Don't let it be somebody else's responsibility. Don't be a bystander. Get into the arena with that veteran. How are you doing? How are you really, really doing? What's going on in there? You know, what's happening between the ears? Where are you at? Do you miss it? Did you bring some of it home with you? Are you struggling with sleep? Does it show up in the dreams? Whatever it is that, like I said, that black cancer, that fucking abyss, it will spread. And 22 veterans a day are dying by their own hand to get away from it. And yet here we stand. Oh, we're doing well. We're supporting the troops. Troops need more than 22 push-ups and parades, you know, once a year. They need more than a 22 push-up for 22-day campaign that's going on Facebook. It's great that we're raising awareness, but doing the push-ups isn't helping the vet. Calling the vets, messaging them, letting them know they're not alone, that's going to help them. That might be the difference between life and death. That might be the one thing that keeps them to hang on to a thread of life is because they know somebody else cares. Or maybe there's one more person they're going to let down if they just disappear. So they've got to keep fighting for that person. Veterans, we are loyal. We need a mission. We need something to survive and to work for. And when that goes away, we go away. You know, that identity. I'm very fortunate. I was an engineer on an aircraft carrier. I never had mortars flying at me. I never had to fire a weapon at an enemy out of anger. I never had the man next to me die. I didn't have to carry that shit home. That wasn't my life. The men that I served with have done multiple deployments and they've all come home. Many of my friends and family members cannot say the same. I'm fortunate. And I know I'm fortunate. And that part kills me because I wish I could give that to everybody. I wish I could bottle that shit up in that little elixir and hand it to those who are struggling because they need someone. They just need that sense of hope and it's going to be all right. It's too heavy for many of them. It's too painful. There's too much pain that the death is a release. It's fucking frustrating. It is so frustrating as somebody who's within the community. And I feel like I'm not doing enough because we still have 22 disappearing a day. So with that, I'm trying to push this campaign. It's going to be the hashtag call a vet, where I'm going to start bringing more awareness to actually reaching out. Because there's that surface level of grabbing an adhesive sticker, slapping it on your car, and saying, salute the troops. That's so fucking surface level. It's not doing damn things that making you feel better, like you're doing something for the community. We need to do more. Whether that's a text message or a phone call, every single day from here until the very end of social media and electronics, I'll be sharing a tweet or something on social media that says, call a vet. Today, call somebody, send them a text, contact that veteran. How are you doing? And really, really listen when they respond. A lot of people say, hey, how are you? And they pray to God that they don't answer. I'm good. Woo. Dodge that bullet. I want you to say, hey, how are you? Without anything attached and just listen to what comes back to you. And then you've got to let them know there's nothing you can say to me that's going to scare me off. If you're depressed, if you're suicidal, if you're angry, let's talk about it. Simple conversation. For many of these veterans, having that connection or that lifeline will be the mission. I've got to work hard to help others. Once they can hook their teeth into something else, the chances of them taking their life is much greatly reduced because they have something else to believe in. They have something to look forward to. There's a light inside that abyss of blackness and pain and hate and loathing, regret, frustration. There's so much that goes into it. 22 lives a day. These veterans, these lives, they need more than push-ups and parades. They need somebody who gives a shit. They need somebody who's willing to reach out and try to make connection. And if that veteran, if that friend or family member still takes their life, at least you can know you did everything you possibly could. Because I know there are a lot of families out there and a lot of friends of veterans who wish they had done more, who wish they had reached out, who wish they had pushed, even though they know they'd be kind of becoming an inconvenience. It does get annoying. I have people ask me randomly, like, hey, how are you guys stressed out because of Corona? You know, 2020 hit, my wife and I are homeschooling. They're not asking because I'm a vet, because again, I don't come from the combat side of the house. I don't have the issues that a lot of these men and women are coming home with. But if you're going to ask me, am I stressed out because of homeschooling? Why in the actual fuck would you not ask a veteran who's gone through war and brought that home and you know has struggled before? Why would you not ask them? Because it's uncomfortable? Life isn't about comfort. And if you can save a life, then it's worth doing. Make yourself a little uncomfortable to pull them from the pain they're feeling. Go further than slapping a sticker on your car or recording yourself doing push-ups. Reach out. Look to those who need help. Blast the DMs. There's a reason all of my social media accounts have my personal messages open. They're flooded every single day. My email, my inbox is flooded every single day. Men talking about their families. Younger men talking about dating. And veterans talking about finding purpose or mission again. There's a reason that I created the Fraternity of Excellence with Craig James. I needed that brotherhood. I needed that mission to carry on because when I left the military, my brothers and sisters, you know, went to war. Their mission carried on. They left. And I was like, well, fuck, what about me? I'm here alone. I'm a pack animal. I need a mission. I need something to sink my teeth into and to fight for. And I didn't have it. So I built it. A lot of these men and women, they don't have anything. To include someone to reach out to them to be like, hey, are you good? I have a supportive family and cast of friends. I have that network. I've got that safety net where if I slip, somebody's going to call. Not so many out there are that fortunate. I'm lucky. I know I'm lucky. I know I'm in a position that many wish they could be in, and I'm trying to spread that. So if you're listening to this, I'm talking to you. Reach out. Let that veteran in your life know they're not alone and that there's not a damn thing they could say that would scare you off. And that you want to hear when they're struggling, and that you will be there if they need to call in the middle of the night to say, hey, this is really bad. I'm in a bad spot. Because if you can't text them Why do you expect them to call you? Why do you think the person in pain is going to be the one to reach out to you when you're doing just fine and you don't have the intestinal fortitude to reach out to them and to make that connection, to open that pathway? So please, there are links below this video or audio if you're listening on the podcast. Check them out. If you want to support a family who's recently gone through some struggles, again, check the links below. We should not be losing 22 lives a day. Our veteran community needs more. They need more than push-ups. They need more than stickers. They need more than parades. They need a friend. They need somebody who will reach out, and they need someone who cares they exist. If you can be that person, you can save a life. I wish you well.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Zach on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @ZachSmall_.